we've been discussing Ikrei Yikrim. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This is something that is many times the last words on lips of Yidden throughout the Doris. Dying al pi Kiddush Hashem. It's something that we say in the morning, something that we say at night, and it's something that we found we need a perfect record on. My job is always to say you don't need a perfect record. Right? That's my job. People come over to me, I give a shmuz on Ben Adam Chaveroi, and then someone comes over to me, you mean I can never be mean again in my whole life? And I'm like, slow, it's a process. Right? This also happens during Aseret Yemei Tshuva with the same question, I know I'm going to do this again. Percentages. Right? If you were 70% a not nice guy the year before, you could lower it to 60%, and you're moving somewhere. But Rabbi Tanchum says something amazing by Kriya Shema. He says, Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Ish Kvar Achad Teda, Sherei Adam Kore Kriya Shema Shakras V'Arvis, V'Erev Echad Eino Kore. This means, obviously, intentionally, I would assume, right? One night he misses, Doime Kimishalo Kore Kriya Shema Me'ilam. It's like he never said Kriya Shema his whole life. Now, obviously, when it says Doime, it means it's similar. That doesn't mean if someone chas v'shal misses that it's over. A person could always do tshuva. But conceptually, what Rabbi Tanchum is saying is this needs a perfect record. Why? The answer is there's a fundamental difference between things that we do and things that we are. Right? There are certain things you do. You pick up a lulav, you give tzedakah, those are things you do. But they're not necessarily defining who you are. Shema is a message, is a letter from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which defines how we're supposed to see the world, how we're supposed to see Hashem, how we're supposed to see Klal Yisrael. And it's something that is a little bit stale by us. And last week we discussed the idea of imagining, according to the Rosh, Alecha Haragnu Kol Hayom, a person imagining giving up his life for Hashem during Shema sounds like a lot, but it's really invigorating. It gives a person a mission, why they're here, what they're doing, that there are certain things that are more valuable than life itself. And my dear friend, Reb Sammy Weingarten, told me something that I thought was illegal, and we know he has a Hasidish neshama, and he told me something that I don't know where he chalom this, but he said to me that the gematria of Shema, the word Shema, is 410, which is the years of the first Beis HaMikdash. And he even gave a hesber to this, which was a beautiful hesber, and it has Makaris in the Gra, based on the Gra's interpretation of a Gemara in Yuma. He said, what's the pshat? In the first Beis HaMikdash, people were so passionate about Hashem. They were living it! It's true that it ended with Gilei Arayah Shvichas Dam Avodah Zarah, but the Gemara in Yuma says that what was the most external of them, like their nails, was more pneumistic than the later generations. They were living Avodas Hashem. They were passionate. And so it's Merumas in Shema 410. If you think, I love Sammy, but if you think that I'm going to quote Sammy like this, they pay me for this. If they think that I'm going to get all my material from the Bachrim, I'm going to end up having to find another job. But it's a Balaturim! I told you there was a surprise, Sammy. The Balaturim, I nearly fell off my seat. The Balaturim on the Pasuk of Shema says that Shema is 410. And I spoke to my Rebbeim about Sammy's Pshat, and they said it was a very good Pshat. So that's why we're saying it. And the Pshat is that Shema is about being passionate about what we're doing, about having goals, having an understanding of what things are like. It used to be that way. And coming back to that type of pneumius. But now we're taking it to a totally new level. We're taking it to a totally new level because basically I was walking around the whole Shema. I wasn't discussing Shema itself. And there are major problems over here, at least for a simple Jew like me, which is that Shema is called Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's making Hashem the king. Right? Now, the question is, how do you do that? If you would ask me, maybe I've seen or read too many funny things, but I would say, long live the king! Right? Maybe, HaMelech Chai V'Kayim! That's the way to incarnate a king. Why is it that Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim is, Hashem, you're one. What is this, a course in philosophy? Right? Anytime books, Tzvarim, discuss the one, the unity of Hashem, I get all confused. I don't know what's going on. In the Chovas HaVavos, when he talks about it, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, this is skip it, Bechlal. Like, let's just say Hashem's a king. What does it matter to us whether Hashem is one? Of course Hashem's one. Of course it's apikorsis to say that Hashem is two. But why is that coronating Hashem a king over my life? What exactly is this? Such a basic question. Aren't we all embarrassed? Right? What is the big deal? Yes, Hashem, you're one. You're not two. Shkoyach. That's the big deal? And the answer is that's everything. It's a Gemara in Chagiga. Gemara in Chagiga is worth it to come to Eretz Yisrael just to hear this Gemara in Chagiga. Unless, of course, you've learned Chagiga before, then you know it already, but maybe you were half asleep and you didn't chop this. The Gemara says an incredible thing on Daf Gimel. Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam. What's a chativa achas? Rashi says, you gave me the praise that's the best praise possible. Ani aseh etchem chativa achas ba'olam. I'm going to do the same for you. What did we do for Hashem? Atem asisuni chativa achas ba'olam dichsiv. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We said that Hashem is one. Okay. What did Hashem do back? Ani aseh etchem chativa achas ba'olam shenemar. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. Who is like Klal Yisrael? Goy echad ba'aretz. We're one nation. What's going on in this Gemara? We say Hashem's one, and he says we're one nation. Says Rashi. What does it mean to be one? Rashi says, what's the Shevach of Shema? Not that Hashem is one as opposed to two, but there's only one show in town. There's only one thing that's going on in the world, and that's Hashem. Says Rashi, Shevach Echad, Shevach Miyuchad Lomar, Ein Kamoicha. There's no one like you. You're number one, Hashem. Now, of course, the reason Hashem is number one is because he's one and not two. But that's not the point. The point of saying that Hashem is one is that he's number one in my life. There's nothing else. There's one show in town. Ein Kamoicha. That's why Lekach Barchanucha Lelka. We picked you, Hashem, because there's no one like you. That's how the Gemara, according to Rashi, learns. When we say Shema, we're saying Hashem. You are Elokeinu, and you're a Hashem Echad. You are the most special being that will ever be. You're worth everything to me. That's making a king. There's no king that will ever be able to be Echad. Echad Yachidu Meyuchad. The one and only. And what does Hashem say back? Hashem doesn't say that we're not a big people filled with millions of Jews. He says we're Echad. What do you mean we're Echad? We called Hashem one. Hashem's the real one. This is not true. We're not one. We're created beings. The answer is you're one. Hashem has eyes only on Klal Yisrael. We're the most special nation. You say that I'm the only one in town. I say you're the only one in town. The very concept, and I'm jealous of you that you know this at such a young age. This happens sometimes. I have to sit, give this over now, and I'm jealous of you. You get to start off like this. But this is the concept of Shema, is having one idea, one ideal, one message of your life, that Hashem is the one who runs everything. Hashem is the one who gives us everything. Hashem is what's worth everything. The number one is the best number. It's the best number. But you know when trouble starts? The number two. The number two is a very dangerous number. Very dangerous. Right? You have concepts in the world like a guy who's two-faced. Right? Someone who's two-faced. Right? Two-timing. Someone who's two-timing, right? This is a phrase of somebody who's mamish. He's mamish doing shiduchim with two girls. Somebody once came to me, a bachar, and said they were doing them. Like, what are you doing? Like, you have to take one seriously. He's like, wants to save time. So he's like, you know, doing shiduchim in two hotels, you know, two bottles of Coke. Maybe you should just do it in the same hotel. I have to go to the bathroom, finish this day, come back, right? Everything in the world that's dangerous is two. You know why? Because two is the beginning of separating from one vision. I have one thing in my life, there's one thing that's going on, suddenly there's two. When there's two, there's trouble, Rachmana Litzlan. There's trouble. In fact, the Medrash says something amazing. That on day two of creation, it doesn't say that it was a good day. It takes out the word Tov. Every other day is Tov. But day two is not a good day. Why is it not a good day? It's a great day, right? Hashem split the waters from above to waters below. No, says the Medrash, you know what was created on the second day of creation? Machloikes! Machloikes? Why? The waters were separate from one to the other. It's just in order to get back together. No, it was the creation of the concept of two things. That I could separate from something. I could do my own thing. I could make my own party. I could have my own reason to exist. And guess what else was created on day two, says the Medrash? Gehenom. Well, it's a nice day for creating Gehenom, day two. No, there's no such thing as Gehenom without day two. Day two is you can live a lie. You could spend your whole life in what my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro Zatzal called anti-metzias, anti-man. You could become anti-man, right? Get on a Harley, put on leather pants and chains, and do everything wrong. The only reason you could do that is because Hashem created the number two. The number two allows you to choose good in life, but it also allows you to separate from reality. Rachmana Litzlan. All things that are not real are two, and everything that's real is echad, is one. Shema, according to Rabbeinu Bechai, we're doing some deep things here, but it's going to all come very, very practical. We just have to hold on. Shema has six words in it. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, it has six directions, right? Up and down, north, south, east, and west. Why is that important? All directions. So you say, you're spreading Hashem in all directions. Not so fast. Directions are also very dangerous. I could go left, I could go right, I could go up, I could go down, I could go north, south, east, west. I could do whatever I want. I could break this world into so many pieces. I could party in every direction. When a person says Shema, he says, Hashem, I know I have options. I know I could go north, I know I could go south, but I'm bringing it all back to you. Whatever I do in life, I'm gonna have one mission. I'm gonna have one focus. I'm gonna be able to put it all together. And this is exactly what happened. You know, where do we get Baruch Shem Kavoyim Malchus Olam Vod? Where do we learn that from? The Psukim in Shema are Shema, Vahavta, and Vahayim Shemoa, right? Vayomer. Baruch Shem was not said in the Chumash. And we put it in a mitzvah d'oraisa. What happened? Says the Gemara and the Rambam's Marach on this in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Kriya Shema. Yaakov Avinu called all of his children together at the end of his life. And he wanted to see, are you all in? Are you all in? And what did they say to him? They said to their father, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. They said, we are all in. We are all here. We are all going to follow the mission of Klal Yisrael. Echad, one show in town. One show in town. In fact, the Maharal says something startling, right? The word Echad can be broken down to Aleph, Ches, and Dalet, right? Which is Gematria Yud Gimel, 13. Why 13? 12 brothers and Yaakov in the middle. Why is the word Echad? It's very nice, a family gathering, right? 12 brothers surrounding Yaakov is the Gematria of Echad. You know what it is? Total focus on what life is about. Yaakov represents the Masorah, the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. All 12 of the brothers were there in unity, facing their father. That's living with a purpose. That's what it's all about. The Maharal even goes more detailed. He said Aleph is for Yaakov. Ches is B'nai Leah, B'nai Rachel. Rachel and Leah, who were the Ikari, they were the Imahos HaKadoshes. Right? They had 8 children, and Dalet is B'nai Bilhah and B'nai Zilpah. Startling. But it's about having a mission. That's what Shema is. When somebody comes into Shema, they close their eyes from all the lies in their life, and they have a reality check in the morning and a reality check at night that saves their life. That's something that if they miss at the exact time that's called waking up in the morning and going to sleep, they miss the boat on life. They miss the boat on what's happening over here, on what's happening in this world. And I'll tell you something else very deep before we get very practical. I'll tell you something else very deep. And that is the following. What's the first letter in the Torah? The first letter in the Torah is a beis. Bracious. Isn't that interesting that the first letter in the Torah is the number two? Do you know why? Because essentially, Hashem was one. And Hashem decided to give people a chance. And he created the number two, which means there's not just going to be Hashem anymore. I'm going to create a people that I love. Klal Yisrael Bikar, and the rest of the people in the world are sort of just there for the chill and to, you know, in Hong Kong they make toys for kids to keep us entertained. But basically it's all for Klal Yisrael. There's going to be two. There's going to be a shidduch over here between Hashem and us. But that's dangerous. But it was created so that we could have a relationship with Hashem. It's a good thing. It's a good thing, but it's very dangerous. And you know who thought it was dangerous? The Medrash says in Parsha Aleph, in Medrash Rabbah, in Bereishis Rabbah, you know who was very upset? The letter Aleph was upset. He said to Hashem, how come you don't start with me? Start with me. I'm number one. Right? This is a very deep discussion over here now. I want to be here. I'm number one. Bayre Olam, I'm all about that there's only one show in town. Put me first! Do you realize the ramifications of putting a letter B's in the beginning? And Hashem says to the Aleph, slow down. Because I want to have a relationship with Klal Yisrael. I want to have a relationship as a chassan and a kala, as a team. And that needs to. But I'm going to give you your letter. You know where you get to be? In Anochi Hashem Elokecha, in the Aseres HaDivros. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? And the Owl's very happy. The Owl's very happy from this. The answer is the following. We have a world with options. We have a letter Beis. But the Torah, which was created with an Aleph, Anochi, will get us to back to our mission. As long as we have the Torah that was created with an Aleph, when Hashem gave us the Aseres HaDivros with that Aleph, we can have options. I can go left. I can go right. I can learn. I can bottle. I can go to a separate beach. I can go to a mixed beach. I have two options all the time. But who's going to make it that there's one thing going on in my life? One message? That Aleph of the Torah, Anochi. That Aleph. That Aleph. I'll tell you something deep. I like telling deep things because it shows that the Torah is very deep. This is a chillingly deep thing. From the Arizal, it's chillingly deep. If you take the letter Aleph and you break it down, if you're a sofer who writes it, you know how you write a letter Aleph? You write it with a Vav and a Yud and a Yud. Right? That's how you make an Aleph. There are different shapes to the Yud, but that's what it is. A Vav, a Yud, and a Yud. That's 26. The gematria of the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. One show in town. One show in town. And the whole tachlis of life is to go from options to realizing that really we shouldn't have options. I want to live bigger. I want to live better. I don't want to have options. And the bigger you get, you're able to say, I'm not going there. I'm not doing this. I am doing this. This is the right thing to do. A person goes from options to saying, no, echad, one. There's one thing going on in my life. There's one thing going on. Echad. Now we're going to go into something which is very dear to me, and it should be very dear to you. What's the next thing that happens in Shema? First we say Hashem's one, then Yaakov Avinu says back, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Olam Voed. There's Kavod Shemaim in the world. Klal Yisrael's focused. They're a unified group for the proper purpose. Now what's the next thing we do? And this is a major part of Shema. Ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha. We have to now love Hashem. So I would like to get into the sugya of love. This is an incredible sugya. right? People want to have relationships of all types. We have to learn about love, right? You have to love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your money. Let's try to understand what exactly love is. First of all, and I'm doing this on purpose because I want to uplift the Olam. What's the gematria of the word love? Ava. Echad. One. When you love someone, you become one with them. When you love your Eishes Chayil, you become one. Ishtoi kigufoi. Ava is the process of unifying yourself with someone else or something else. By Boirei Olam, the process of loving Hashem is to come towards Hashem in a way that now you're an expression of Hashem's world. When people like to live together and they sometimes they like to keep their last names, right? David Schwartz gets married to Rivka Kurzenbach, funny last name, right? But she loves Kurzenbach. She's always, I'm a Kurzenbach, right? He's a Schwartz and she's always introducing herself as Kurzenbach and they get invitations separately. Schwartz, Kurzenbach, Kurzenbach, Schwartz, right? This is the way it goes, right? It's not a real life. It's not a real life of unity. It's just a business that you do this, I do that. It's a corporation. The way people become unified is when they're understanding what's going on by the other. They're not focused on themselves, but they're getting into the world of the other. Avas Hashem is getting into Hashem's world. I mean, I have to deal with a lot of Shalom Bayis issues, right? Some of the most sticky ones are the Shona Rishona ones. Because it's a war zone, Shona Rishona, Kayadua. It's exhausting. If you ever see zombies in the street, it's probably Shona Rishona, right? At 3 a.m, after dealing with one issue, she comes up with another one, right? And then you might as well daven Vasikin by then, but then she's insulted that you went to Vasikin. You can't win, right? This is basically marriage. I hope my wife's not going to listen. I'm past Shona Rishona. But, you know, you get funny shilas, right? Imagine somebody comes to me, to my office, and it's his 6-month anniversary. This is very big in Shona Rishona. Every month is a chefs of an anniversary. So now we have the 6-month anniversary. Rebbe, you have to help me. Again, a lot of these stories I change to protect the innocent, right, and the guilty. But they're basically all true. It's just that I have to change them around. Rebbe, you got to help me. I don't know what's going on with my wife. 6-month anniversary. Surprise her. I took her, right? There's a phone call from America. I took her to Prime Grill, Rebbe. Surprised her. Took her in the car. We get to Prime Grill. Mamish. Wagyu beef! You know what that is? A bunch of Chinese people massage this thing and play at symphonies. I got her that steak! 10 people come out. One holding the pepper, one holding the salt, one holding a fork, one holding a knife. It's true. I was at this restaurant, Kachave. Mamish, a whole entourage comes with your steak. That's why it costs so much money. You need to hire all these people to bring it out from the kitchen. So I got this for her, Rebbe. Wagyu beef. And she just burst out into tears. Like, oh my gosh. Right? Crying and crying and crying and crying. So you know what I tell them? This is what I always say, and anyone who's married will also know that I really say this. Don't worry, women are crazy. Right? It works. But then I get off the phone with him, give him chizuk, go, by the way, Rebbe, did I mention she's vegetarian? Now, Rabosai, this is exactly the problem with the way we love people. This is exactly the problem. The way to love is to understand what is the other one's rutzen. What are they about? To be willing to give up things that you thought were what it is about and get into somebody else's place. Things have become so cheap. Things have become so cheap. Today, you go on the highway, you'll see in Eretz Yisrael, bumper stickers, Hashem, I love you. It's just so touching, right? Hashem, I love you. I have a taiva one day to like stop one of these cars, right? They roll up down their window and you hear, bong, jabong, 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 right? Like, wow, Hashem and you really love each other. And okay, do you know where I can find a mincha? It's 10 minutes before she gets. What's mincha? Right? What's mincha? Do you know when's mine kriyashma? What's kriyashma? Right? But I love Hashem. I love Hashem. What's going on? You know what pshat is? You know why they put it as a bumper sticker? Because they drag Hashem from the back. Wherever they're driving. and they're happy with Hashem being on their back, and wherever they go, they stick Hashem. And I want you to know this is one of the biggest problems facing our generation. I'm going to try to be mafari exactly how. But this is what's going on. It says in Shema, V'ahavtet Hashem b'chol levavcha, with your two yitzarim, what, your yetzer hatov and your yetzer hara. How do you serve Hashem with your yetzer hara? You know how you do it? Because we have a lot of ways that we would like to do these things. And we have a lot of yetzer haras. And we say to our yetzer hara, join us in the right way to do things. People are coming up with so many interesting ways to serve Hashem. You can go up the block, and you can have challah with a band. Right up the block here. People have even gone. There's challah with a band. Jamming with Hashem, flutes, right? Maybe there's a hefsek in blowing a flute in the middle of hefseks. Whoa, you're killing the chill. What are you doing? Maybe it's not appropriate to do this outside the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we only have a makar that Levim do such things. Calm down, Rabbi. I know how to play well, and therefore God better listen to me. That's exactly what's happening. If I can do this and this is how I feel connected, he's stuck on the back of my car and he's in it for the whole ride, for the long time, right? That's it, right? It reminds me of the woman at the wall. My daughter has had to go with their Beis Yaakov, right, to fight the woman at the wall. It's unbelievable. My boys were so jealous. They love fights. And here my nice little girls are coming to fight these crazy feminist women. But Rav Chaim said they all went, right? And, you know, and there's a song, Ben Adam. I don't know if you've ever heard it. And they're going, Ba Da Dam. I'm like, my girls were exposed to this, right? But if it's Ba Da Dam. Because this is what makes me feel fulfilled. This is where I get things from. I will make Hashem into, even if he's a vegetarian, I will take him to Prime Grill and he will enjoy himself for his 6-month anniversary with me. Ha ha ha! That's what's going on. But really, when you take one person and unite him with another, you take an echad and you take another echad, combine those two. Echad is Yud Gimel is 13. Another Echad is 13. It's dangerous to have two, but when two unite, they become 26, which is Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. The source of all relationships, when one and one come together, it's not two. It's Havaya, it's Shem Hashem Yisbarach. When two people are not separate, but they're joining together, Ava, it's Echad, it's together. And now I want to talk a little bit about B'chol Ma'odecha. What does it mean to give up your money for Hashem? So I always thought of this wrong, and I'm going to tell you a contemporary example of this, okay? And don't forget this. I think this will make a little bit of history. B'chol Ma'odecha, the way the Gemara says it is, let's say somebody says, eat treif, or you're going to lose all your money. You have to be able to lose all your money. Right? You don't have to lose your life for that, but you have to be able to lose all your money. Wow, it's impressive. But I never had that happen to me. And it's very hard for me to think about that because it's never, I don't know if it'll ever happen. Hashem should give us rachman, that these types of things should never happen. Okay? But I would like to talk about another type of monetary issue. And that is called selling out. Selling out. A lot of people start off good, and then something with money comes in, and they sell out. They sell out. And in particular, I'm talking about a type of living that has to do with emotions of love. The music industry. In the music industry, Kisader, I've seen, I'm a little older than you, but you've seen this in your lifetime. So many people who started out, you follow their first album, it's Mamish a dream, it could be at any Kumsitz, right? And the next thing you know, they're singing the national anthem at a Nets game. Right? Within 2 years. What happens? They sell out. Pshutoi kimashmo. Their love is so shallow that as soon as they're offered something, they don't even realize what's happening. They're done. They're done. And this happens to not everyone, but it happens to so many people. I was at the Waldorf Astoria for a chasana. Right? You guys know many of my machas. The times I've made a fool of myself in public, I never said this one yet. So you get out your popcorn, okay? I was at a wedding at the Waldorf, which was a a Orthodox wedding, but it was not a yeshiva wedding, to say the least. And there was a very famous singer there. I was a very famous singer there. And all of a sudden, the separate dancing became Ketzed Meraktim, Rachel with David, and it was an interesting situation, okay? And I obviously moved away, but I saw that the singer, who was somebody that I looked up to, was still going and going and going. I mean, what else is he supposed to do? And I went there in front of him, and I went like this, in my scary face. And then he went like this. And he kept singing his song. And boy, was I angry. I was really angry. But then I realized I made a mistake. I made a very big mistake, and I've been thinking about this for years. I made a mistake. People in the music industry are not supposed to be role models. Bichlal. They're people who are be'etzem motivated by money, and they have ideals, but they're not self-aware of how real their ideals are. They're usually kids who didn't do well in the Beis Medrash. They're people who don't have enough Torah behind themselves. They don't represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they sell out. And it's okay. If I went back to that chasana, I'd just go like this to him. It's fine. He's an Ama Aretz. He has nothing. He's just because he has a beard doesn't mean that he has to be a Rebbe, and it's fine. But the problem is that these things are being looked at as real. You know what I like? I like songs that don't have the name of Hashem. You know, I'll give you one example. Machar. There's a very popular song, right? Machar, da-da-da-da-da, right? You know that song. I love that song. I checked it. It has no name of Hashem in that song. You know why I love that? Because it's just a self-help book. He's not trying to be a rabbi. He's just jamming in optimism. That's really good. If somebody's very sad, I'll say, hey, listen to the Machar song. There's another song like that. There was a Broadway play called Annie. She was a little orphan girl, and it was about the sun will come out tomorrow. That touched me as a kid. So let them hear the Machar song. It's great. What does it matter if it's Jewish or not? There was another song when I was a kid. It was called Don't Worry, Be Happy. It was a really cute song. And there was one time I wanted to say in a shmooze that the you know the song? It's a nice song. It's just like Machar. It's the same thing. It's just he doesn't have a kippah. So that song was written by someone who apparently committed suicide. You heard about this? So I did research before one shmooze, because I was going to come in, that's great material, during the music shmooze, and I was going to say this. I was going to say, guys, happiness, right? This is the classic. Hollywood, you think they're happy? He committed suicide! I found out it was wrong. Baruch Hashem, for my super filtered Google, it still was able to give me this information that this is one of the greatest spread fallacies around. So much so that when this guy walks into a restaurant, everyone gets freaked out. Ah! He's back! But really, he didn't die. He's fine. So I like these songs. It's very good. Tomorrow's another day. Nothing to do with Hashem. Nothing to do with Emuna. He doesn't say it once. He just says, tomorrow's another day. There's a kid in Morashah. He's having problems with his friends. Wait till tomorrow. Nothing to do with Judaism. That's my type of singer. But then they start to do things that is out of their territory that Hashem doesn't like. There was a song that I really was into until I heard the whole song. It was a really good song. And then all of a sudden in the middle, I'm like, when I hear one of these songs, I ask my daughter to find it. And in the middle, the guy goes, waka, 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 waka. I listen to this. I'm like, Rabbeinu Shalaylo, I am not singing this song. He ruined it with a waka, waka, waka. And then somebody later came out with a remake without the waka, waka. Yeah, but I can't forget the waka waka. Why would I listen to someone who's talking about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he sounds like a barn animal? It's not Beseder. And at my bar mitzvah, last week, there's a Maisa Shahaya. At my bar mitzvah, there were Gedolei Olam at there. I don't know if you guys realized. There were Gedolei Olam that were Yadua, Gedolei Olam that were Nistarim. It was a very Geshmaka Matzav. And I was in a circle, and I forgot to tell the band guy what to do, what to sing. So we get in there, and it's Baruch HaGever. You know the Beach Boys edition? Now, then he does the ay, 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 ay. Right? I want to explain to you. That ay, 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 you know where it's from? There's a computer program that can detect sounds. What's it called? There's some sort of computer program now that if you give it part of a song, what's it called? Shazam. Thank you. If you take Shazam and you go, ay, 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 you know what you're going to get? Let's do the twist. Like we did last summer. Okay? That's where these sounds come from. It's entirely Beach Boys, entirely 60s music. I'll explain to you. How do you know what's a Jewish sound and what's a Goyish sound? It's very simple. We know there are certain things that we have that were original songs, like the Kohanim. Ay, 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 or ay, 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 ay. It's not ay, 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 ay. When you actually hear those things, you know what you do? You run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those noises, and I'm going to tell you a Maisa Shahaya that's going to make you fall off your chairs from laughter, because it made me fall off of my chair from laughter this morning. Because there was a song that really bothered me, okay? And I thought I was crazy, and I was afraid to say what I thought it was. And then I discovered that I should get a doctorate in music, because I was spot on without this PhD. What happened? About a year ago, maybe, I don't know, I'm sitting in the dining room in Yeshiva, and people are going, heina, 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 heina. Fine. Then all of a sudden, I start blacking out. And I start picturing Indians. No, there's not a joke. Going around a bonfire. I have an uncanny, I don't know if it's good or bad, an uncanny memory for music. And something was really going on. Like, why are the Indians coming? And all of a sudden, I heard myself going, hey, na, na, hey, na, hey, na, hey, na, hey, na, na, hey, na. And I was following the light to see where this memory was coming from. I don't listen to Indian music. Where in the world did I get this from? What happened? In Beinas Manan, we go on trips, and we went to a place called the Indy Park, where you get to pretend you're an Indian and, you know, shoot the balloons on the target, right? But they play the best of Native American music, right? The best from before Columbus discovered America. And it was all, heena, 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 heena. And I did not sing the song after that. Lo and behold, I come in, I find, thanks to my researchers, that they found that this man took this from the Native Americans, right? But more than that, he took it from the Buddhists. He took it from the Buddhists. I didn't ever listen to the words. You know what I sing it? First of all, I don't sing it. But what I think I'm hearing is, Ahena, hena, bo nikabel o malchus shamayim. That's how my ears work. Because I just imagine if I hear the word shamayim, it's kabel o malchus shamayim. But it doesn't say that. You know what it goes? Adama vishamayim. Ground and sky. Chom ha'ish. The heat of fire. Slil hamayim. The clarity of water. Ani margishos begufi, I feel this in my body. Beruchi in my spirit. Bineshmasi, haina haina. You know what this is? This originally was a song from Buddhist Americans. It was translated from English into Hebrew from a Buddhist group, and they're making idiots out of everyone. Everyone who's trying to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dancing around a fire with their totem poles, right? And talking about land, fire, wind, who knows what? Rashi Yeshiva in the middle of circles. They're making fools of everyone. They're disconnecting us. So I came up with a pshara, because I don't believe that I can tell people to stop listening to this music. I decided, it took me a while to determine, that it's better than Goyisha music. For some reason, I have that conclusion. You can argue with me, because it took me a while to conclude this, and I'm still not 100%. But I tell you, it's better than Goyisha music, right? Especially the Machar song. It's very happy. That's a very good song. But a person has to view it as entertainment and not Judaism. A person has to be able to understand what's connecting to Hashem, Ba'ava, what will get them where they're going, and what's good for workout, and what's good for on a road trip. A person has to know how to connect to Hashem properly. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha is not to stick in whatever you think will be a good chill. It's to be able to take responsibility that you can say to Hashem after 120 that you did well for him. And if you don't, you might as well not be there. I have a Talmud that I have a lot of derech eretz for, who has 30 songs ready to go. I've listened to all 30. He's had me go through all 30. And it's been years. He hasn't put them out. And they're fantastic songs. Why hasn't he put them out? Because he's afraid of Hashem. He's afraid of misrepresenting the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now, I think that there's going to be a time where he's going to have to be able to find what to do. But that's respectable. It's understanding the responsibility over here. It's understanding what it's all about. And we have to try to connect Hashem on his terms. We have to understand there's a Torah. We have to understand that he wants us to learn this Torah. We have to understand that he wants us to get out of our bad midos, to let things go, to be more flexible, to be good children, to be good husbands, to be good parents. That b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha is to let go. The Derech Hashem says that what do we have in Shema already? Loving Hashem with all of your heart, even your Yetzer Hara, bringing it into the Beis Medrash. Chol nafshecha, times when your life is not as worth your principles. Chol me'odecha, not to sell out, right? And what else is in Shema? Tzitzis, to be connected with Hashem in our clothes. Mezuzahs, to have a good home that's filled with kedusha, properly set up houses, that's batim. Vishinantim levanecha, to be responsible for our children, to pass on the Mesorah. Then vahayim shemoas kabbalas ol mitzvos, to realize that Hashem loves us and we love him, and the way we express that love is through 613 mitzvos. That's how we do it. He gave us a crib sheet, you know, it's unbelievable. When you get a test and you get all the answers, we got all the answers. All you have to do is follow the 613 mitzvahs. Look in a Shulchan Aruch and you find out how to get a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Be'ezus Hashem, if we do this, we'll take the bays and bring it to the Aleph. The bays of my Sebrachus. I wanted to say a huge Kiddush. And I'll leave you with this. This will make you dance home. Those who are going home and those who are staying, you can dance into the dining room. There's a question that the Meforshim ask when in Parshas Bo, it says Bo el Paro. The Medrash asks, it should say Lech el Paro, not Bo el Paro. Lech is to go, Bo is to come, right? Bo is to come. So they give different answers, but I want to say there's an incredible remez over here. Moshe Rabbeinu is starting his journey to take down all the dreck of society, Mitzrayim, and all of the terrible things that are going on over there. And Moshe Rabbeinu is going to lead Klal Yisrael all the way to Har Sinai. Essentially, what's Moshe doing? Hashem says, Bo, take the bays and bring it to Aleph. Take that bays, those options in life, and say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We should all be Zeicha. This is what we do twice daily. Take it seriously. Get up on time. Show that we're not schleppers, that we're motivated, that we're connected. And Be'ezrus Hashem, just like Hashem, we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad, Hashem will say, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goyechad Baretz.